following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. For all you parents out there, what's the best thing you can do for your family? Book that summer vacation you've been dreaming of? Take them out to dinner on a Friday night? Sounds fun, but the best thing you can do is also the smartest thing. Protect your family with a LegalZoom last will or living trust. I did. Taking a few minutes to complete your will or living trust at LegalZoom.com not only protects your family and assets, but shows how much you really care by making sure they're taken care of if something happens. LegalZoom wills start at just $69. That's less than a dinner out, and they last a lifetime. Their documents have been accepted by courts and government agencies in all 50 states. Plus, you'll get LegalZoom's $50,000 guarantee and attorney help when you need it through their personal legal plans. LegalZoom's not a law firm and provides self-help services at your direction. Save even more by typing Colin, C-O-L-I-N, in the referral box at checkout. Take a few minutes today to protect your family. For wills, trusts, and more, go to LegalZoom.com.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's only local sports call-in show, featuring award-winning sports director Doug Duda and Big Daddy Tony Davis. Guests include local and regional sports figures, everyone from Big Ten head coaches and athletes to the top D2 NAIA and high school coaches and athletes. They analyze all sports from pro football to junior hockey. Join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line toll-free at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Email the Den Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Send us a tweet at ESPN1460-1550. Or send us a Facebook comment, facebook.com/ESPN Superstation. Let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Wednesday, June the 27th. Glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda back with you in studio. Big Daddy Tony Davis. And we've got another hour-long show coming your way. Hope you can join us throughout the program today. Love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Or you can email us, Den Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you with us on this Wednesday. Daddy's got his wish. There's a college football playoff system. We'll talk about that a little bit more on the program today. Also coming up, we'll talk about what's going on in the world of Royals baseball because they won again. There is a new Hall of Fame class for the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame. Six Huskers, a couple of former Lopers, and Frank Solich going in. There will be a new voice of the Tri-City Storm, Skip Barry, stepping down. We'll talk to Skip a little bit later on of the program this morning, see what's going on there, and get his thoughts on where the Storm are heading forward. They seem to be a lot like the Kansas City Royals. They are close. We keep hearing how close they are and trying to get over that hump, and we'll see if that's the case. Of course, Daddy has just a couple of shows left for us, so if you've got a favorite Big Daddy memory, love for you to email us, Facebook us, call us, whatever the case may be, and join us on the program today. But a lot happened. College World Series champion was crowned while I was gone, and a few other things went on over the weekend as well.
Douglas, everybody's talking about the college football deal, and I know there's a lot of undetermines out there, including how do you select the selection committee? How do you determine what regions will have bias? Where do you play the championship game? The championship game's in Dallas because no one's going to bid more than Jerry Jones is. I got to think that right off the bat, and I mean that just seems to be a no-brainer for who's going to step up to the plate and knock the thing out of the park. So I think that's where it sits, whether that's fair for Southeastern Conference teams or Big 12 teams, I don't know. Have your representative, obviously the Big Ten, if we think we're going to get teams in there, would love to see a championship game played in Indianapolis. That would be the obvious place, the Big Ten would say. But there's a lot of things. But coming up with a playoff system where you get to determine it on the field, who the best teams are. And Doug, you didn't hear this yesterday, but we found this stat. We found this stat, and when Tom from Hastings called the other day and said that he liked the old bowl system because all the games meant so much and everything, it pitted the top two teams in the nation between 1963 and 1997. It pitted them together 9 times. That system didn't work. We went through the BCS system that didn't work. Everybody had a complaint for it year in, year out. It never, well, okay, some years when it's clear cut, yeah, it worked because we did get the best two teams together and no one had a beef about it. But more years than not, there was confusion at the end. Somebody felt like they were left out. Maybe 5, 6, and 7 are going to feel like they got left out of this, but 1 through 4 is way better than what we had, and I think it gets to be settled on the field. It only adds the extra game at the end, 2 extra games. I think it's excellent, excellent job to start. I don't like that they locked it in for 12 years because, obviously, everybody wants to see the deal go to 8 or 10, Stephen A. Smith 10. I don't know for sure how you're going to do that. You either go 8 or 12.
I don't
Whatever.
Know what's locked in. They can change anything at any time they want. Who's the contract with? There's this talk about locked in. They just threw out 12 years. They could have said 100 years. They're already talking about how they're going to tweak it every year, how they're going to do something different every year. I don't see how anything's locked in. They're locked in for the bowls, I think, is what you've got for 12 years. We're going to have this bowl. But they can always change it if they want. They're in charge. They're making and breaking their own contracts. The only thing I don't like is we're waiting 3 years. It's not this year. It's not next year. It's 2014. What's taking so long? We can do it next year. Why couldn't we do it next year? Because they're not organized? That's what they're telling you. They're not organized. They don't have a space.
I suppose you got TV contracts that are already in place. That's number one, why you can't just jump in and say, well, we make all of our own rules. Whoever's got the TV contract said, no, wait a minute. No, you don't. We've got this deal all locked and loaded. And
I imagine we have to have even rotation of the national championship game so that all the bowls all the spots got their national championship game an equal amount of time, which would be, what, 5 times by the time? 4 times? 4 times, I think, by the time this is all said and done. But already I heard this morning that the national championship game in 2015 has been set for January 12th, even though they don't know where it's at. They know it's going to be January 12th, 2015. Would you have for what day of the week that is, Jeffrey? January 12th.
Well,
latest game ever. So you know that I'm not happy about that. But it's a step in the right direction until it's just like anything else, Daddy. You try to make too much of a good thing and you ruin it. And I hope that they don't ruin it. January 12th, 2015. It is a Monday night at least. So I guess it's better than middle of the week. So you're coming off the weekend, big Monday night game.
But they're gonna bid this deal out. Is there another logical spot other than Dallas that you see this thing being held?
There's all kinds of logical spots. It just depends if you want guaranteed big. I mean, it does have everything. It's got the largest indoor stadium in the country, in a nice climate. What everybody wants, and the odds of Texas being the national championship game, that's the only thing I suppose you really got to worry about is if Texas gets in. But where else would you be looking at? I mean, you could have it in Indianapolis and be guaranteed that there's not going to be any team in Indiana getting in.
I think that's fair.
Sorry, Irish Ken.
I think that's very, very fair. Yeah, I liked how they and we joke with Irish Ken because we like how Notre Dame was invited to the table. And Damon Dace, I said, what year were they last relevant? And Damon yesterday said, 93 before the show started. You know, 93 before they had any impact on the college football scene. Nonetheless, the power and I guess the people that follow that program have made it the notoriety that they've got great. Let's invite them to the table. Sounds like this was number 3 on how the Big Ten and Perlman and Delaney, they're going to support the deal now. It's full steam ahead. They're happy for it. Hope it works out. But Perlman wasn't
jumping
around.
Well, no, they're not happy
around.
For it. That's not what they wanted. So they're not happy for it. They're just going to get on board and make the best of it.
But that's what, there's no going back now. The deal passed.
And that's fine. I mean, there's still people out there that want Newt Gingrich to be president. And now that he's out of the running, they're going to go for Romney. You know, it's just like any election type of thing. That's exactly what it's coming down to. So, and as far as places to hold the college football championship game, I would think it would be very, very few. I heard way early in the proceedings that Jacksonville was in. They were not happy with the Super Bowl there. Let's don't make that mistake. You got to keep it away. I mean, this is going to sound crazy, but all right, the odds of it raining in Florida are probably a little bit higher than of it raining in, you know, how many times do you see a deluge at the Coliseum when USC is playing, or at the Rose Bowl when UCLA is playing? I think anywhere in California is an opportunity. At least those two places. You want them in nice places, and of course they're going to want it at the biggest place to jam as many people in there as you can possibly get. And I would think no matter where they are at, they could sell it out.
I think it's a no. Even in California, I think even people would support it there, where they haven't been able to support a pro football franchise. This is on a different level. They support USC. UCLA has struggled. You know, they don't always sell out, but they would support that.
I think one place that might be on the bad side here is New Orleans, because they've already got the Sugar Bowl. I don't think any place that already has one of the big games or a potential semifinal is going to have a final. So you X out all of those right there. So Rose Bowl out probably. Sugar Bowl and the Superdome out, probably.
Fiesta Bowl.
The Orange Bowl out, most likely. Yeah, Fiesta Bowl Tempe. That kind of hurts you a little bit there. And what is this new champion? What the Championship Bowl or whatever it is? There's a lot to learn, and that's why it's going to take 3 years to figure out what it is.
Like you said, wish we could have dove headfirst into this and been the BCS. You know, everybody's talking about the funeral of the BCS, the death of the BCS, all these articles all over the internet. It's not the death of the BCS yet. We still got to live with it, and hopefully we'll get a champion determined on the field here as we transition towards the playoff of four teams.
888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Former producer Merritt says, I have to say the volleyball challenge was my favorite memory of Daddy on the show, not to mention it has a whole 127 views on YouTube.
Excellent.
This all stems from Nebraska losing to Texas in a volleyball match where they served atrociously, had double-digit errors, and Daddy went off on the whole thing saying, there's no way that this is possible. There's no way that you can serve that badly. Now, let's remember, these are Olympic-caliber athletes serving jump serves. Daddy said he could nail 100 in a row, I think was what he said, and we whittled it down to 50. Of course, then, when he accepted the challenge from Kearney Catholic coach, volleyball coach Chris Connor, to perform at their pep rally heading into state a couple, 3 years ago, he served them underhanded.
This deal's becoming out of hand. I didn't mean to create a monster.
This is how it all started. Nebraska did not serve the ball well last night against Texas.
I don't understand. Even at the high school level, I cringe when somebody hits it into the net. I can hit 50 of them in a row.
I think I will take the bet. Daddy could not serve 50 straight volleyballs inbounds regulation court.
It's a 40 by 40 square.
I'm waiting for the invitation for Daddy.
Yeah, I'll come to your school and hit 50 of them in a row in.
I have heard from Kearney Catholic coach Chris Connor. She says, Daddy is invited for the serving demonstration. One rule, no spandex. Visions of Daddy in volleyball tights may forever haunt me now.
I haven't had a volleyball in my hands in 10 years. I can do it today.
I'm lining it up. Chris, we're coming to Kearney Catholic next week, and we're doing this.
Let's get an opinion from an NSAA referee, Ben.
I've got faith in you, Daddy. I've seen a girl seventh grader do 75.
Again, the bet. Daddy can serve 50 volleyballs in a row. Oh, yeah, we're doing it on the air. I'm getting a hold of Dave and the gang out there and Eric at NTV. Ed, come over from Channel 5. I want film documentation of this massive failure.
Who will get the last laugh, Doug?
This is good stuff.
Or Big Daddy.
How many did you get?
Well, I did 125, I think.
Yeah.
You went underhand?
Yeah, he went underhand.
That's kind of cheating, isn't
it? I think 50 for 50 and four were close. Four were close. In fact, you may have got the benefit of the doubt on one. But once you hit 40, that was pretty much the whole thing. But I believe Daddy got all 50 in, may have hit the line once. I know he hit the net a couple of times, and it went over, but all were legal, and a challenge that you did accomplish on this show.
Not only a challenge that I accomplished, Doug, a challenge that I absolutely dominated, and I don't think four hit the net. I don't think there were that many that were close. I mean, if you put a little circle, like an on deck circle in the middle, I'd have hit that 42 of the 50 times.
Yeah, okay. Of course, Daddy did show up in what, a robe and your Dallas Cowboys slippers to do the serving.
It ain't a brain buster, folks. 40 by 40. Hit it in there, girls.
Before we go to break, Trent fires off to the Dent Popper inbox here. He goes, considering I was 8 the first year the BCS was in place, what was the talk way back then about the new system? Was there more grumbling or more optimism?
No, it was celebration because one was going to play two.
Yeah, there was no Michigan-Nebraska. That was the last year. There was no Michigan goes to the Rose Bowl, Nebraska goes to the Orange Bowl. They're both undefeated, and everybody talking about who would have won. And numerous people, I believe, said that the Vegas line, had they played, was nearly a touchdown in Nebraska's favor. Of course, Michigan fans. And who knows? Underdogs do win, people. The best team on paper doesn't always win. And who knows? Maybe Michigan upsets Nebraska, but there was no doubt Nebraska would have been favored going into that game, and if they're favored, that should have meant they were the better football team and really had to cringe just to get a split of the national title. And that came about because Nebraska had to beat Missouri in overtime on the famous Matt Davison catch. That was really what separated everything that year. If Nebraska would have beaten Missouri clean straight up and everything else played out the same, Nebraska would have been but they would have got 80%+ of the first place votes in both polls, and Michigan would not have received either one of the national championship trophies. But they did. Nebraska has split a national championship before. It's all saying national title on the board.
Now, if you go back to, and it wasn't just the Nebraska deal that prompted the change. If you go back to 1990, Colorado and Georgia Tech ended the regular season 1-2. Then it happened again in 91 and 94, and then Nebraska and Michigan they just said, well, we got to produce a champion on the field.
Well, it was just stupid. It was just stupid when you could easily bring these teams together to play a national championship game. It made no sense for a number of years, and when television came into play and when you could see a lot more of the football, and you could tell, some people thought, who was the better football team? It didn't make any sense not to play one. I mean, you got two undefeated teams. Let's play. Well, we can't. Got to go to the Rose Bowl. Can't do it. Got to go to the Orange Bowl. Got to go to the Cotton Bowl. Got to go down there and play Texas Arkansas Cotton Bowl. Southwest Conference champ. Yep. Got to do her. It was stupid. Now, people are complaining. Again, I still think the BCS worked because you got one versus two. Now people want more. And when we get to the four team, they're going to want more. And if we go to an eight team, they're going to want more. It's always more, more, more. Grass is greener on the other side of the fence. And I'm not saying this is a bad deal. I'm just saying just look back to what Trent brings it up. Look back. We were all fired up 15 years ago when this change came about. Now we're not. Oh, it ain't working. What do you mean it ain't working? One and two have played every year. You may disagree with who number two is, but one and two have played every year.
But that's not...
What? What, before that they didn't.
No, before that they didn't. But once again, like you just said, it wasn't about number one because there's usually one undefeated team that belongs there. But having two undefeated teams, it hardly ever happened. You had 3, 4, 5, and 6 a lot of years, thought they had they could stake claim to number two.
Most of the time, I think if you look up who the split national champions are, they were all both undefeated or undefeated with a tie. I mean, most of the split national champions are when you have two undefeated teams. So obviously it happened quite a bit. And now it doesn't happen as much because two undefeated teams, if they're out there, are playing for the national championship unless you're Boise or TCU. And your one-loss SEC team gets in.
Does it help? Did the BCS, do you think, help the smaller teams or hurt the smaller teams? Does this help or hurt them?
It definitely helped them. It definitely helped them from this standpoint. It wouldn't have mattered what Boise State and TCU's record were. They would have never gotten to the Fiesta Bowl. They would have never gotten to the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Orange Bowl, where all these non-automatic qualifying conferences have had the automatic bids. They'd have never got there. They'd have never got these checks that helps build their programs, that help build all their programs, and can keep their football teams intact so it's not just a 1 and 2 year little cycle and then they have to rehash it all again, and maybe in 20 years they can do it again. They've got a little bit more money to be able to bring these kids in and say, hey, you know what? It's Boise, Idaho, but it's pretty nice here.
But now that you got four teams, there's a better chance, obviously, just because you're adding two more teams, that they will get into a national title shot.
No, I think I can say I totally disagree, because if there's a selection committee, then we're not coming down to computers. We're not coming down to formulas. We're coming down, who are the commissioners? Now, Boise State and TCU coming into the Big 12, them moving conferences is what's going to help them, not the four-team playoff. Them moving conferences. Because now, if TCU wins the Big 12, hell yeah, they got a chance of getting into the Final Four. There's no doubt about it. What's the odds TCU is powerful enough on a yearly basis to contend every year for a Big 12 title? I say very slim. Same with Boise State, especially now that the travel is going to be so unbelievable.
But I think this all of has allowed those teams to jump into these conferences where they weren't welcome before.
Winning is what allowed these teams to jump into these conferences. SMU's not in the Big 12. TCU is. Why? Because they were winning at football.
But if TCU doesn't play in the Rose Bowl and doesn't play in the Fiesta Bowl. And
who made that possible?
The BCS did.
Yes.
That's fine.
Been gone for 5 days, and this is... Yeah, I forgot what it felt to be like. Right. Oh, God. Hold on. So few times I'm going to be able to have
this. It's still never cleared up who the correct team was. And I still go... all you got to do is look at last year. All you got to do is look at Oklahoma State and Stanford.
Do you believe that the number one team in the country in every BCS final is not the number one team? I mean, it didn't matter. Somebody had to win. And they beat the other pretty darn good team. Now, I mean, yeah, so maybe it should have been Stanford. Still would have lost to Alabama.
You don't know that because they never had a chance.
Well, that's just
Underdogs sometimes win, Doug.
Then you need 8
underdogs
teams.
Sometimes
then
win.
You need 16. That's what I'm saying. You're going from 2 to 4 to 8 to 16. It's going to continue to grow.
Absolutely. And if I were Lothar and I was King of the Hill people, I would have made it 8. It's a start, though. It's better than anything close to what we had.
We'll be playing college football in February. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Skip Barry's going to join us in just a moment. Folks, it's almost time to get out there for lunch, whether it's early lunch, regular lunch, or late lunch. You can get on out to the fine folks at Cunningham's and enjoy a great lunch. Pizza, prime rib, chicken, brisket sandwiches, bacon wrapped shrimp skewers. Had the trio the last time. You get steak, you get shrimp, you get chicken. It's all so good. And you can even eat it outside in the evening, the tropical scenery of the courtyard, or inside the new upgraded air conditioning. Oh, didn't have to worry about sweating in there either. Cunningham's is there for you. Coldest draft domestic beer in town. And don't forget, for lunch, you can have any specialty burger and a beer, $6.49. Forget about any other thing that you would bring to work and head over to Cunningham's, your home away from home for sports, back after this.
It's time to move toward a different kind of communications company. We're CenturyLink, and we're committed to help with reliable technology, personal service, and 24/7 tech support for your home and 24/7 network reliability monitoring for your business. And we'll continue to free you from hassles with real choice and flexibility and a price lock guarantee. Focus on what matters to you and get the most from your technology. Find out more about our honest and fair communication solutions at CenturyLink.com. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
Everyone loves a road trip, especially with zero-calorie Pepsi Max and the bold, awesome crunch of Doritos. And this summer, your road trips are about to get even better because Pepsi Max and Doritos are rocking your summer with free music. Just buy both Pepsi Max and Doritos and you'll score a free download of this summer's hottest hits. So take your free tunes and make your summer road trips rock. Don't wait. Let Pepsi Max and Doritos rock your summer.
No purchase necessary to enter or win. Program runs May 13th through August 31st. Subject to official rules. Visit PepsiRocksNow.com. There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
The Adams County Fair Fest in Hastings is July 18th through the 22nd and features four big-name concerts, one after another. Wednesday, July 18th, Ronnie Millsap. Thursday, July 19th, Justin Moore. Friday, July 20th, Jake Owen. And Saturday, July 21st, Craig Morgan. All concerts begin at 8:30. Tickets available individually or in four packs. Call 1-888-462-3247 or go online to adamscountyfairgrounds.com.
And it'll hop over the wall. Automatic double.
Every hour this work week, we're qualifying for All-Star Game tickets and giving away Royals tickets. Text Royals 945 to 90210.
And the pitch. A swing and a high fly ball. Deep left field. It is gone.
We're giving away $4,000 in Royals tickets and qualifying winners for the All-Star Game. To enter, text Royals 945 to 90210.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with a high of around 100. Southwest winds staying around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 69. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 91.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Douglas, you got into the swimming way more the last time it was in Omaha. I mean, you were excited because you're an Olympic guy and you like the Olympics and you follow it. Did you realize how many heats there are in this deal? I mean, people go down there. There's just like dozens of heats. I don't understand. You take two people to the Olympics. What are these people doing down? Do you just sign up to swim? I mean, yesterday, Shannon Guy, who held the Millard West school record and swims for Nebraska, she was had the 96th best time. She elevated it by 24 spots to the 69th best time. Well, that's awesome, but what is she doing there? I mean, I asked, what would be the deal of getting in when that horn sounds, diving in and doing that?
Hey, anybody's got a chance, man.
No, not in that.
You got to start somewhere. You got to have some experience.
I mean, okay, I just...
Casey Lichting, UNK. Okay, what was it, 180 for three Olympic marathon spots, and she finished like around 100th? It's just another competition is what it is. I suppose if you do well at the Olympic trials, you got a chance to go other places and do other things.
Well, this particular person was going to go rest up for the Nebraska swimming season.
Rulon Gardner didn't win the Olympics his first time.
Rulon Gardner wasn't ranked 69th in the world either.
Oh, welcome back to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Doug and Daddy Show rolling along here on this Wednesday. God, everybody's leaving. And I hear there's even bigger news later today, but everybody's leaving. Daddy's leaving tomorrow. Skip Berry's leaving today. He is out the door with the Tri-City Storm to take on some new ventures. He's had the last 3 years with the Storm with 200 broadcasts here on our network of stations, Classic Hits and The Breeze, a few of them here on ESPN. And Skip joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's even had a co-hosting gig a couple of times here. A lot of people said, is that what he's doing? Is he coming to the Doug and Daddy Show? Skip wants to make more money than that, or he would have stayed with the Storm.
What did Shea do? Tell us that first, Skip.
Oh, man, that is funny. Shea, you know, I broke the news to him a little bit late last week, and talking with him, and it was a tough decision, I'll be honest with you guys. I mean, you guys know this better than anybody else, much like me, in the sense that when you've been doing this for such a long time, and you've been dedicated and so passionate about broadcasting sports and broadcasting in general, it's a tough business to leave. And, I mean, I saw that your big announcement, and I thought, oh, man, it's kind of crazy that it falls on the exact same day for me, which is a bizarre thing when I saw the announcement. And, you know, I think it's a tough thing. It's a tough transition. But, you know, I think we all agree the family has to be first, and that's the decision I made was, you know, one, I know there's other things I'd like to try to do with my life, and my wife and son have been so supportive for so long that I felt it was in the best interest to continue my career in something new and at the same time spend more time with my wife and son and be able to buy a house here in Kearney and stay here and you know, build a life, so to speak. And we really like it here, and I'm looking forward to, you know, continuing my my future endeavors here in Kearney.
Skip, when did it hit you that you had other people in the business in visiting with you, that you see them go on to huge aspirations, moving on from hockey league to hockey league, even making the NHL? When did you start hearing that, boy, if you want to have a wife, you want to have a family, you want to have kids, you want to settle down somewhere, boy, this may not be the life for you, and it hits you like right in the heart?
Well, each of the three broadcasters that I mentioned in hockey, and something I wrote to everybody yesterday, it's up on our website, was Craig West, Peter Marr, Dean Verman. And Dean, he left actually to work for a bank institution back in Portland. And I remember when he left, it was a tough thing for him to do. His son's now actually the broadcaster for the Portland organization there. But he left, and at the time there wasn't nobody necessarily filling his shoes right away. And he left, and it was tough. But I remember him having a sense of happiness and knowing, because how much time he missed out with his family. On top of that, Peter Marr, the voice of the Calgary Flames, the National Hockey League, he's been kind of a mentor towards me, and he emailed me last night when he got wind of the news, and he reiterated a story that always stood by me since day one and when I started, especially in hockey, and that was the fact that he missed his son's championship tournament in the Midget AAA in the Air Canada Cup up in St. John's, Newfoundland, the year that the Calgary Flames won the Stanley Cup in 1989. He's often said that while you can never replace a Stanley Cup, he would love to trade that in to have watched his son win a championship. And that's something that's always kind of stood by me, and you know, I don't want to be, you know, overly sensitive to that necessarily at the same time, because there's always things that you're going to sacrifice along the way. But at the same time, when you hear those stories and you hear that often, and then you start to have a boy. You know, at the time when I started, I wasn't even married yet. I got married, and I've been married 7 years, and now, you know, I have a three-year-old son. I think you start to realize, wow, that's what they're talking about. And the things that I've missed even just with a three-year-old became so evident that I needed to put my family first. And, yeah, it's a tough thing to do, but my dream was a childhood dream. And now I have dreams that are much bigger, and hopefully someday I can, you know, achieve other things that are very meaningful at the same time, be able to spend that extra time with my son and also my wife, obviously, and I think that'll be a lot of fun as move forward. You know, I get that opportunity to see that early in my career and obviously take it to that next step and you know, make that change.
Skip Berry joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, announcing overnight that he was going to be hanging up the headset. And obviously, Skip, through the whole time, you were the most passionate, you were the most knowledgeable, I would think. And there's a whole bunch of other words I could use here too, but I don't want to, you know, blow you up too much. But obviously, you loved broadcasting hockey, and Tri-City Storm was where you were at. You could have been anywhere, and you'd have loved broadcasting hockey. So do you want to share with the folks what you're going to be doing, or is it too early to be talking about that yet?
I don't know when the entity that I'm working for wants to announce anything, and interestingly, I want to respect them, so I haven't talked to them about it yet. But I can say my career endeavors includes myself pursuing marriage and family therapy, and that's something I really want to do. And so, you know, likely I'll be trying to take some classes at University of Nebraska-Kearney while working this new job. And you know, I hope to, you know, continue on in family studies and then work on my master's degree in clinical psychology and one day hopefully get my doctorate in marriage therapy. So That's the goal right now. It's a change for sure. It's going to take up some time there. So even more so being home more will be nice too for my family. But I'm certainly looking forward to this next chapter in my life. I feel very blessed to have been given this opportunity at such a young age, and at the same time I'm ready for the new steps. And one other quick note, I will say this. As much as it'll be tough to not be behind a headset next year, I do look forward to coming to the games next year to being a fan. I still love the game of hockey. I don't think you ever lose that. I'm sure I'll still be behind a mic at some point here and there, but it just won't be, you know, the 100 nights on the road like it has been over the last 3 years. And I think that'll be the biggest difference. Same time, my back will not hurt as much anymore with those 9-hour bus rides, and I'm looking forward to that too. So
I was just going to say, what was the worst road trip where you would rather taken a stapler to the back of your neck 10 or 12 times than went on that road trip?
I think anything that goes beyond Waterloo's too long. So. Fargo's brutal. I mean, first off, there's just nothing to look at through South Dakota. I think it's the forgetful state outside of Wyoming. I think those are probably the two worst states to have to drive through, especially on the east side of South Dakota. But I think the most brutal trip definitely has to be going to Ann Arbor, Michigan, and heading over to Youngstown, Ohio. I think that you really wish you were in the National Hockey League in this league, in the sense that you have private charter flights that you can take and get to the spot within a couple hours and, you know, get off the plane and go. But it's not the way it works at this level, unfortunately. And I think those road trips certainly take a toll on you. I mean, this is a league that is very scattered in the sense of how far travel is. It is a very tough league to play in, I think, for hockey players just because of the amount of travel. But I think it's very good for these players. And I think the players out of our league, excel the best when they make it to the higher leagues in a lot of ways just because of the fact that they've had to endure so much at this level.
Last minute here with Skip Berry, Tri-City Storm. You've always been very on board with most of what the Storm organization has done. They're trying to get back to the playoffs. Where do you see the team as they get ready for the 2012-13 season?
Well, I'm really excited for the team, and I'm not saying that by any means because this is my last day here and I want to keep safe pace, but I've never been more excited for a hockey season. I think there's some tremendous hockey players coming into the organization next year that we saw glimpses of last year at the end of the year getting called up. And at the same time, I do believe this is a team that's going to win 40 games out of 64, at least, that is a minimum. And I do think this is a championship-caliber team next year. I think goaltending is the question mark that I have right now. I'm sure the coaching staff probably has a better idea what they're doing with that at the moment. I know Takan Pouch. The other week, that's something I remember talking to him about. But the reality is I'm really excited to see this hockey team and see what they do next year. This is a very, very good team, and they return the most players in the entire league heading into next year. So we saw what happened with Green Bay this year. They ended up setting records with having 15 returners. The Storm are looking at about 20 guys who have USHL experience coming back on the roster this next year. So I'm excited. I know that the staff here is excited. It'll be a lot of fun to cheer on this team, and it'll be a lot of fun to do that in the stands next year.
Hey, Skip, enjoy your next endeavor. Thanks so much for all you've done, not only here on the Doug and Daddy Show when we've asked you to come on, but also what you've done on all the broadcasts here on Power 99 and our network of stations. Thanks so much. Best of luck, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much, Tony. Best of luck to you as well, and I can't even go without telling you guys how much you guys have meant to me. Being here in Kearney, and I will miss working with you guys on a consistent daily basis. It was a lot of fun the last 3 years, and look forward to getting to know you guys better in different areas as well.
I'm still going to bug you because I'm going to need some co-hosts. So,
Skip, <of it.
laughs> take care, buddy.
All right, take care, Doug.
Skip Berry, Tri-City Storm. We'll have a new announcer next year as Skip moves on to hopefully a bigger and better things for him.
You interested in being the Storm announcer, Doug? Hockey, you seem to have you've done a few games, you got a knack for it. Been pretty good. Even when you learned what icing was.
No.
Okay. I didn't think so.
I'll just put that, if that's what you are looking for, no.
Okay. Fair enough. Something you can say yes to really easily. T&L Irrigation. They got a wide range of operating controls available to match your pivot management requirements. They're all GPS ready now, folks. If you want one that's not GPS ready, they can do that for you too. But I don't know that anybody that does. Now with all the technology that's out there, you start and you can shut the thing off, turn it back on, get it going with a continual movement. Five variable rate application areas. It doesn't get any better. T&L irrigation, the continuous movement gets you even water application. They talk about spoking. Well, the other guys have to talk about that. They don't at T&L because it's even water distribution. Learn more about all of the things I've been telling you at TLIRR.com. TL Pivot Systems are easy on you for a lifetime. They've been doing it since 1955. Proven technology that works. It's T&L irrigation. I got a row of lettuce. I got two rows of onions, which look great. And then my four rows of potatoes.
Now, I've been gone a while. How's the garden looking?
I've got some tomatoes, Douglas. And then I will be honest with you. I've never had tomatoes that are 5.5 feet tall, June 25th. And they're all green tomatoes right now. But, buddy, I'm going to have you some of the finest tomatoes you've ever seen here in about the next 3 weeks. Excellent, excellent tomato plants. I picked my cauliflower already. That's done. My lettuce, of course, is done because, well, it's been 100 degrees the last 19 days. It doesn't grow real well when it's...
Are you spending a lot of time out in the garden?
No. You can't miss me. So don't act like you don't see me.
I thought maybe you were out there.
No, I have not mowed without my shirt off either this year.
We'll take a break. Be back with more. We got some other sporting news and Nebraska Football Hall of Fame after this.
Subway is keeping things refreshing with iced tea that's fresh brewed for you. Fresh Brewed Fuse Iced Tea, a cool, thirst-quenching brew infused with antioxidant vitamin C and some essential B vitamins. It's the most refreshing way to keep your cool when the heat is on. And the perfect addition to any of your favorite subs. Fresh Brewed Fuse Iced Tea, only at Subway. Try it today. Subway, drink fresh. At participating restaurants only.
Live from Progressive.
First caller.
Hi, I just broke up with my boyfriend.
I think you called the wrong number, but Progressive.com lets you compare our rates with our competitors. So there are other fish in the sea.
Really?
Yeah, you'll find someone.
No, you can really compare rates at Progressive.com.
Wow, you got over that quickly.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Sick and tired of constantly hearing,
"We're bored!"
Big Apple Fun Center on 4th Street behind USA Steak Buffet in Kearney. Can change all that.
Hi, honey.
Hi, Mom. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net. Big Apple, the core of your family entertainment. Big Apple's got bowling, billiards, indoor and outdoor miniature golf, go-karts, velocity, sand volleyball, video games, air hockey, snack bike. Big Apple Fun Center. Call 234-4545 or click BigAppleFunCenter.net.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with a high of around 100. Southwest wind staying around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, with partly cloudy skies, we'll head back to 69. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, it's 91.
You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. I wish that I had Jesse's girl. Where can I find a woman like that, like Jesse's girl? I wish that I had Jesse's girl.
Doug and Daddy Show, Bruce Furniture fan line during the break there. They want to know how you have 5 foot tall tomatoes.
They have cages.
And you have plants, vines. You don't know.
Oh,
tomatoes.
No, no. Yes, sorry. The plants. Excuse me.
Being a smarty. We got yummy tomatoes at BK, too. Put them on a Whopper, Carney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. Home of the Whopper is BK, Lexington, Cozad, North Platte, and two locations at Kearney near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, where the kids can play in the huge indoor playground, and next to Walmart at 56th Street and 2nd Avenue. A warm day like this, try a frappe or real fruit smoothie made fresh while you wait.
I'll give you a frappe.
Daddy, WTA, which is the Tennis Association, says it's working with Grand Slam tournaments to, quote, drive excessive grunting, end quote, out of tennis. I thought they were trying this years ago, back in the Monica Seles days. In a statement, the Women's Professional Tour says it is developing a sport-wide plan to keep future players from grunting by educating them and instituting rule changes. USA Today reporting a plan includes developing a device for umpires to measure grunting during matches and a rule to set limits on how much noise is acceptable. I've heard your neighbors also complain of the same problem.
Yeah, usually after I walk out to get the mail.
Our good friend Terry Douglas says, tell Daddy best of luck for me and thanks for all the laughs. One of my favorite Big Daddy memories, at least one I can share publicly, he says, was at Big 12 Media Days one year when Tony was greeted by Lee Barfnacht. Of course, we all know Lee from the Omaha World Herald and his great work. Lee, of course, stuck out his hand and Tony responds with this classic line, friends don't shake hands, Lee. Friends hug. And then proceeds to lift Lee Barfnacht up in the air. The look on Lee's face as he was being tossed around by a behemoth of a man was priceless.
That was love. Thanks, Tear Bear.
This is love. This is love.
I thought of one this weekend when I proclaimed Bo Pelini would be the next head coach in Nebraska, probably the first person in the state, I believe, at that time to do so, when it became blatantly obvious that Bill Callahan would be fired. And me and Doug got into verbal confrontation. It would have been salt. It would have been slander from Doug at me in a lot of countries. But I did not press charges because Doug was screaming at me, saying, it isn't going to happen. It will never happen. He will never be the coach at Nebraska.
Unless you can find that audio, I don't believe you.
See how stuff gets deleted around here, people. See how stuff gets deleted.
Don't forget to vote on our Doug and Daddy poll question yesterday. Should the Nationals impose an innings limit on Steven Strasburg? Well, if he plunks guys in the head, they should. But no, 60%. Yes, 40%. Today's poll question, is a four-team playoff the right move for college football? Vote online at ESPNSuperstation.com. Pick up points for our Hy-Vee Rewards fan club. You can cash them in for RFA3 tickets coming up this Saturday night and many other items. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com. RFA technically going to be on television as well. You won't be able to pick that up around here, but you will be able to pick it up online this Saturday night for RFA3. Coming to the Viero Events Center.
I would just like to say this, Doug, and I might ramble on for a couple minutes here about RFA3. I'm not getting
Fight Now TV.
I'm not getting any money from the arena to publicly say that this event is awesome. This event is great. You should go watch this event. All I will say this is the card is second to none, folks. You would drive a long ways from Central Nebraska to go see an MMA card of this magnitude. Then you throw in the fact John the Bones Jones will be there, along with Stefan Bonner. They will both be in attendance. Folks, I'm not interested in art, okay? I'm not a big art fan. But if Picasso was showing up at Mona, I'd sure as hell go see him, okay? Pound for pound, the greatest fighter ever in the history of the world, John the Bones Jones, is coming to your community. Buy a ticket. Go to RFA3. It's Saturday night. I know there's fireworks at the lake. I know there's fireworks, you know what, at different communities.
What?
Yeah, this Saturday is fireworks at the lake. That's when they're doing it because they got the weekend crowd at the lake. That's when if people come from Denver or Omaha or Lincoln.
Anyway.
I'm just telling you, that's when the fireworks at Johnson Lake are. I know there's things going on. I'm just telling you. Would you go see Picasso if he was at Mona?
Yeah, so would CNN, because that means he'd be alive. That'd be pretty cool. Yes, RFA 3 is going to be awesome. I'm not saying that at all. I would. Why
go get your tickets. Go get your tickets, people. It's coming to your backyard right here.
Got some breaking news coming your way this morning, Daddy. I have been informed that Josh Banderas, who we've had on the show, going to Nebraska, Lincoln Southwest, going to be playing his senior year at Lincoln Southwest for Coach King and the Silverhawks. They play at Kearney this year again. In the rotation, the game is at Foster Field. I have been informed that after he went to the Rivals 100 camp, which we talked to Sean Callahan and many others about last weekend in Atlanta, we knew about 2 months ago that Minter Jr. and Banderas were about the 400 or 450 names that were part of the Army All-American All-Star football game, and then they picked 90. Well, Josh Banderas has accepted an invitation to be one of those 90 players
cool. That
will be competing in the U.S. Army All-American All-Star game January 5th in San Antonio. Broadcast, it has been, at least by NBC. I assume they're doing it again this year. So Josh Banderas will be at the Army All-American game. We're back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Today's interest rates are the lowest that we've seen in generations. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 3.75%. APR 3.98%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. Here are some of the reasons why. We close many of our loans in 30 days or less, and we provide you with industry-leading online apps designed to guide you through the loan process with speed and ease. Again, today's amazingly low rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage is 3.75%, APR 3.98%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com and find out for yourself why we're engineered to amaze.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm in the gym with some guys all 30 and older, asking them about the Charger Pack from Complete Nutrition.
My name's Brian, I'm 34. The Charger Pack helped me lose about 15 pounds. Really, I have more stamina than I did 5 years ago.
For guys 30 and older, the Charger Pack recharges your natural testosterone levels back to when you were young and peaking physically. The Charger Pack increases energy levels, and you'll lose fat around your midsection for a stronger core.
Charger Night, I've been taking that now for 6 months, and I've never slept better. I think just a combination of that Charger product really sets the tone for what I need.
Take it from these guys. If you're a male, 30 and older, and you want to naturally lean up and replenish your energy and stamina, get to Complete Nutrition and recharge with a Charger Pack.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281, and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio. We head to L.A. for a showdown between two of the National League's best.
That one driven well right field. Turning, looking, going. Home run the opposite way for David Wright.
David Wright and the Mets face the NL West leading Dodgers.
Pick it up, step on the bag at third, throw to first, double play.
It's the Mets and Dodgers, Saturday and Sunday night, Major League Baseball on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Husker Kickers will do what they do best, kick off the Buffalo County Community Partners Annual Fund Campaign.
Hit that thing.
The 2012 kickoff Friday, June 29th at UNK's Foster Field features former Husker and Bengal punter Kyle Larson and current Husker Brett Maher. This year we will also be joined by Husker freshman kicker Spencer Lindsay and UNK Loper kicker Drew Farley. A photo session, autograph session, and tailgate party get underway from 6 to 8. Log on to bcchp.org. Event sponsored by New West Sports Medicine Orthopedic Surgery, Kearney Clinic, and Platte River Radio.
Doug and Danny's show back in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth. They treat the needs of each individual customer with the greatest of concern. And it's obvious, folks, as you drive around central Nebraska, you see all the Midway vehicles, new, pre-owned. Sometimes you can't even tell it's pre-owned. It's so nice. It's so well taken care of. And it's out to their new or previous customers. If you've been a repeat customer, there's a reason why. And there's soon to be repeat customers, maybe 5-10 years down the road when it's time to get a new truck, van, SUV. Maybe your family's expanding. Maybe it's decreasing because the kids are going off to college or moving out. And they are there for you at Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You think it's hot out, you should see the prices sizzle on their hassle-free cars, trucks, and vans at the Midway Auto Dealerships. You can always go online to thinkmidway.com, see what's on the lot. Maybe you don't live right in Kearney, and so instead of planning a whole day's trip over to see the gang at Midway, you can put on your financing. You can do that right up online. So what you're when you're into the studio, or into the, not the studio, we're in the studio, but when you're in to see the folks at Midway, any of their great sales folks, Ryan, Andy, any of the folks over at Midway, they've already got that on hand. You can go over your financing if you need to, and you can see the two or three or four vehicles immediately that you want to look at, and they'll take care of you. It's hassle-free at Midway. Dale Klein going into the Football Hall of Fame. Place kicker.
Oh.
Big fan.
You love him?
Dale Klein, good kicker.
About time.
Well, hey, mid-80s. He's going in with Steve Manstead of the 71 through 73 teams, defensive end. Bill Weber, defensive end, 81 through 84. Josh Heskew, the center, from 95 to 98. DeJuan Gross, who had so many great punt returners, outstanding corner, who played from 99 to 2002. And then, obviously, the headliner will be Amon Green, one of the greatest running backs in Nebraska history, career rushing leader for the Green Bay Packers. Then they have one, two, three guys they put in from the state colleges. And both of them this year are from UNK, Mitch Johnson and Jim Irwin. Irwin, a receiver from 60 to 63. Defensive back and punt returner Mitch Johnson from 73 to 76 are going into the Hall of Fame as well.
That doesn't happen every year, certainly, and that's good to see a couple Lopers getting a little recognition. Good for them.
These guys are before my time, so all I can tell you is that Jim Irwin, living in Arizona, some help from Peter Yazvak at UNK, retired. Big-time receiver when UNK ran the ball, but his numbers still rank pretty high, and his three touchdown catches in a single game, still a record, tied by several others. And for Johnson, defensive back, had 18 picks in his career, also played baseball at the professional level, and was one of the last two-sport athletes to get it done, All-Americans. At UNK. So they're going in, and Frank Solich is going in. He won't be able to attend the ceremonies, obviously, and they'll recognize him at a later date because he'll be coaching Ohio. It's September 21st is when they have the recognition banquet at the stadium, and then they'll be introduced during the Nebraska-Idaho State game. Another reason to try and go to that game.
Oh, you go to them all anyway. You'll be at the Idaho State.
Probably now. Utah and Michigan will play a home-and-home series in football beginning in Ann Arbor in 2014, and it's official Larry Bird has stepped down with the Indiana Pacers. One day before the draft. The draft tomorrow night is right here on ESPN Radio.
No, as much excitement, and I think a lot of people watch the NBA Finals this year. That's the problem. The NBA draft, it just falls, the season's over, it just ends. Especially in this part of the world, in this part of the country, the excitement level is just absolutely non-existent for the NBA draft. I doubt it will be on anyone's TV. You will see it come across a ticker, and that will be good enough for most people.
One of my favorite daddy moments of all time actually didn't occur on the show. But one day, Daddy called my cell phone and left me this message after he missed Steve Sippel and the Lincoln Journal Star yanked out of our community. And he said, I'm going to find out what's going on. And he was happy.
Lincoln paper by the end of the week. Hip hooray, hip hip hooray.
And Daddy had his Journal Star back in hand.
That I did. One down, one to go, Jeffrey. You got anything today? What's going on with you?
With me? At work?
Yeah, okay, that was really a kill right there. 10 seconds. Huh? What? Duh? Just like every other producer of this show. Hey, went to the Royals game, and now they're on a 2-game winning streak. Can't imagine.
I said.
Gordon red hot.
Gordon did.
His batting average. He's red hot in the month
of
June.
He's got a bat sign for the nephew.
Yeah, Alex Gordon was outstanding. Got to hang out with the family. He came off batting practice and gave my nephew his bat and signed it and signed a glove, shirt, and There's a few other kids there took care of that, but it was really cool, something they don't have to do, and they did. And obviously a little connection always helps, as it does in any place in life. Skip Berry, thanks for joining us on the show today. Tomorrow, Big Daddy's final day here on the show. If you've got a thought about the daddy, if you've got a comment, if you want to call us, email us, Facebook it, we'd love to hear from you as we wrap up the daddy era tomorrow. I might be here.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.